This is Jesus and All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
1 Kings chapter 20. What's happening? King Ahab is at war with God, his prophets, and Syria. God confronted, humiliated, and killed Ahab's false prophets on Mount Carmel. Elijah has withheld rain from Israel's drought-parched land, and Syria, along with a coalition of 32 kings, have demanded Ahab's surrender. Rather than engage in a battle he's likely to lose, Ahab temporarily yields. Overconfident in his victory, Syria's king Ben-Hadad changes the terms of surrender at the last moment. But with nothing left to lose, Ahab refuses Syria's offer. Both sides prepare for war. An unnamed prophet tells Ahab that God will win this battle and show him that he is the Lord. Outnumbered, Ahab ambushes and defeats his opponents, but Ben-Hadad escapes. He's convinced that Israel won the battle because their God is God of the mountains only, and so he plans next year's battle on the plains. But a prophet tells Ahab that God will not only prove he's the God of the plains to Ben-Hadad's forces, but prove himself as the Lord of all the earth to Ahab. In a stunning victory, God repeats the miracle he performed for Joshua in Jericho. After 7 days of waiting, the walls of their city Aphek fall, and God's people are victorious. Roles reversed, Ben-Hadad surrenders to Ahab. But foolishly, Ahab doesn't act like Joshua. He doesn't kill the enemy of God's people, but instead releases Ben-Hadad for new trading routes in Syria. Ahab should have known that when God provides Joshua-like victory, it comes with Joshua-like expectations. So, a new prophet rises up and condemns Ahab's disobedience and predicts his death. Instead of repenting, Ahab returns home angry and sulking. Ahab is still at war with God, and he has not learned who the Lord is. Where is the gospel? Ahab is described as the worst king in Israel's history. He not only introduces, encourages, and normalizes Baal worship, he also takes advantage of God's kindness. We expect someone as evil as Ahab to meet God's fiery punishment, like the kind we saw on Mount Carmel. But we don't expect God to mercifully give wicked Ahab victory in battle. And we expect even less that Ahab would be blind to these demonstrations of both God's power and grace. At war, Ahab only sees God as an obstacle to his ambitions. In that way, we're all like Ahab. But instead of prophets like Elijah or undeserved victories against Syrians, we have the prophet Jesus to show us who the Lord is. In a demonstration of grace, Jesus goes to battle against enemies he was under no obligation to fight, our pride and our morality. Even though death and sin were our crosses to bear, he dies in battle against them. More unexpected than mercy towards a wicked king, and more shocking than fire falling from heaven, Jesus dies instead of his enemies, so that his enemies will know that he is the Lord. And in a final demonstration of God's power, Jesus rises from the dead and rules as a gracious king forever. Jesus' death and resurrection aren't just proof for unbelieving hearts that he is the Lord, but also a prophetic drama. Jesus' death and resurrection do not prophesy condemnation and death, but predict eternal life for anyone who recognizes God's true power and repents of their pride. We're not doomed like Ahab. We don't have to be at war with God. In Jesus, we know who God is, and he has made peace by the blood of his cross. See for yourself. May the Holy Spirit open your eyes to see the God who is merciful. And may you see Jesus as the God who reveals himself as gracious, even to his enemies.
Thank you for listening to Jesus and All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.